You are listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Thank you for being here with us. And one of the things that we look forward to all the time is just the fun activities that happen over the holiday season. Well, here's one for sports fans, a free soccer tournament for the community. And one of the organizers of that, Marty McEwen, joins us. He's going to tell us about something called the Holiday Cup. That sounds like fun. But are people going to be playing outdoors during this Holiday Cup?
Yeah, hi. Well, the Holiday Cup is a big tournament that I've been sponsoring for, I think this will be my seventh or eighth year. It is at the Diamond Park Fieldhouse. So it's all indoor. Yeah, we can't, a little hard to play soccer in a snowstorm. So we do it indoors at the Fieldhouse and lots of soccer.
Lots and lots of soccer. Well, I'm glad to find out that it is indoors, so you can also watch in the comfort of a warm spectator area. So yeah. What happens at this tournament? How does it work?
So the Holiday Cup here, the soccer tournament, you know, started I think this is the 28th year. I don't have that note in front of me, but it sounds about right. And I took it over after the 20th year. The first 20 years were sponsored by Dylan and Finley, and they were looking for something to keep the kids that aren't into necessarily skiing and snowboarding, ice skating, hockey, and whatnot, busy during the Christmas break. And so they started this tournament, and it used to be done in the gyms. And so they would be a different school gyms around town, and they set up boards on the side and have an indoor soccer. And I think it started out as maybe elementary, middle school, and high school, and then it's expanded since then. So after 20 years, I took the tournament over, and my company, Remax Juno, is sponsors the whole thing, and we put it on. It's a free tournament. Lots and lots of fun. It starts at December 18th, and it goes through. It always ends on New Year's Eve every year. And so we have, I think the most games we had, I think is 109, maybe 110 games during that 2-week period. So it's jam-packed full of lots of soccer. So how it works is you get together in the elementary, you say you want to start a team, you let us know that you're starting a team, or you get a parent or a coach to start a team, and you go around and we help place kids to make it to where we try and make it as competitive as possible, so you don't have one team super stacked and one team is struggling. So it makes it for much more fun play. And so we do that with both the elementary, and so you get a team together, and there's 12 kids on the pitch. I think in elementary it's 13 kids on the pitch at a time and on each team. And so they play, we've got categories of elementary, middle school, high school, college age kids. And then we've got the master's division, which is basically when you're out of college on up. And then we have one more division after the masters, and we call it the classics, and more like the dinosaur league, where we about 35 or 40 years and older, you don't necessarily want to be playing against a 23-year-old, right?
I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah, right. So you want to keep your knees and ankles and bones in place. So we've created a league to make it where aging adults can still play some soccer and have some fun and partake in a Holiday Cup. And so we have, you know, each division, you know, usually we have the elementary, middle school, high school play. And then as the night goes on, we have the older teams play. And we have kind of a bit of a round robin, and then we have the playoffs and then the championships. All the championship games are on New Year's Eve, and we always end it about 6-7 o'clock, and everybody goes celebrates, and that usually the big game, the last game of the night, is the Masters, because that's the division where it's the most exciting to watch. You know, it's the Juno's got a really large population of soccer players in town, and such a great Juno soccer club that most of the kids, as they, you know, come up through the ranks and they play Parks and Rec and soccer club and then high school, and then some go on to play college, and then they come out and then they play in Juno, and they come back, and it has become quite a tradition to come back and play the Holiday Cup and try and take home the gold.
The gold. So for people that may be a little bit COVID nervous, how are you going to work this out so that it's safe?
It's a very well organized tournament, and we've got a management system where all the teams are entered in. So we'll know who's playing, which teams are playing at any given hour. We're limiting, the city's limiting the field house to 100 participants at a time. So we'll be monitoring how many people are coming and going, and we'll have masks on. The spectators and the players will all be wearing masks. The referees will wear masks, and there's a game every hour. So at the top of the hour, we try and get started by, you know, if it's 1 o'clock, we start by 1:05. We take a little, there's 25 minute halves. We take a 5 minute break in between. So we're starting at the top of the hour and pretty well organized. It's very well organized and very well timed. Back to the COVID thing, we have the whole facility, so you can go upstairs onto the track and spread out and watch from above and have some social distancing.
Well, from December 18th to the 31st, this is a lot of work to get all of this coordinated. What makes it all worthwhile for you, Marty?
Well, it's just something that we can do. I can do to give back to the community. We're really successful business in Juneau, but the only reason we're successful is because all the good citizens of Juneau trust us to help them with their real estate needs. And so this is just one big thing. I love to do it. My family grew up playing soccer, and all my kids and my nephews and sisters and brothers and cousins, and we just are a big soccer family, so we really enjoy that. And so this is just when the opportunity came up to give back to continue to serve. If we didn't take it on, it would potentially the tournament falling apart, and nobody wanted that. So volunteers.
But you didn't really answer my question, which is, what makes it all worthwhile? What do you see that goes on there that makes you feel like it's worth all this effort?
Oh, well, all the camaraderie, everybody coming up. I mean, the kids just love to play and to see each other year after year. The kids coming back from college and even the adults getting together and be able to get out and exercise and have a great sport and have some competition. And it's just a lot of fun. And the tradition of it all that people just really enjoy, we give out medals and little trophies to the school age kids. I think the masters, we have a big silver cup that I think was Paul Dillon's family cup. We pass that along. And so they're not playing for a big prize, right? I mean, they're just playing for the title of champion of Holiday Cup, and just to see all that and give a place for people to get in out of the cold celebrate the holidays and watch some great athletes. It's the biggest sporting event, annual sporting event in Juneau. We have over 400 athletes playing in the tournament in most cases. Hopefully this year will be the same.
400, my goodness. Well, Marty McEwen, thanks for all you do. Thanks for taking this on and all the others that help you. Looking forward to hearing about how it all goes and who is the winner of the coveted Holiday Cup.
That's right. But yeah, thank you for letting us have some time on the show. And you can find out all kinds of information on holidaycup.org. Kind of a nice app, and you can follow along after the tournament starts. There's not a whole lot on there now except for when things are due. Like there's artwork we give a prize out to the kids who come up with the artwork that go on the coveted Holiday Cup hoodie. We have a sweatshirt that is sold every year as a fundraiser for the high school. So anyway, you'll see deadlines on the website for all that, And yeah, anyway, I'm sure you got other people who want to get on here.
Well, we've got one more segment to go here, but thanks so much, Marty. I'm looking forward to seeing how all this turns out. Thank you.